A higher loyalty, truth, lies, and leadership. The foundations of ethical leadership. From my earliest days growing up in Yonkers, New York, I was taught the importance of integrity and standing up for what's right. My parents instilled in me a deep respect for truth and justice, values that would shape my entire career in law enforcement and public service. As I reflect on my journey from a young prosecutor to the director of the FBI, I'm struck by how these core principles guided me through some of the most challenging moments in recent American history. I remember vividly the day I decided to become a prosecutor. I was sitting in a courtroom, watching two government lawyers present a case with passion and purpose. Their commitment to justice, regardless of politics or personal gain, inspired me. I realized then that I wanted to dedicate my life to serving a cause greater than myself. Throughout my career, I've tried to embody what I call ethical leadership. This means always striving to do the right thing, even when it's difficult or unpopular. It means being willing to stand alone, if necessary, to uphold the rule of law and the principles of our democracy. As I often told my teams at the FBI, our job was not to win, but to do the right thing in the right way. Lessons from the Bush administration. My time serving in the Bush administration as Deputy Attorney General taught me valuable lessons about the importance of standing firm in one's convictions. In 2004, I found myself at the center of a dramatic confrontation over the legality of certain surveillance programs. Despite intense pressure from the White House, I refused to authorize what I believed to be unlawful actions. I'll never forget rushing to the hospital bedside of Attorney General John Ashcroft, who was gravely ill, to prevent White House officials from pressuring him to override my decision. It was a surreal moment, but one that reinforced my belief in the critical importance of maintaining the independence of the Justice Department from political interference. This experience showed me that true loyalty is not blind obedience to a person or party, but rather a commitment to the ideals and institutions that form the bedrock of our democracy. It's about having the courage to speak truth to power, even when doing so might cost you your job or make you unpopular. The Clinton email investigation. Perhaps no chapter in my career has been more scrutinized or misunderstood than the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. I want to set the record straight about the decisions we made and why we made them. When we discovered potentially classified information on Clinton's private server, we had no choice but to investigate. Our team worked tirelessly to review thousands of emails, always striving to be fair and impartial. In July 2016, I made the unprecedented decision to publicly explain our findings and recommendation not to pursue charges. I knew this decision would be controversial, but I believed then, as I do now, that the American people deserve transparency about such a high-profile case involving a presidential candidate. When new evidence emerged in October, just days before the election, we faced an agonizing choice: speak or conceal. Concealing the reopened investigation would have been catastrophic to the FBI's credibility and the public's trust in our institutions. I don't enjoy being at the center of controversy, but leadership sometimes requires making difficult decisions that you know will be criticized. My team and I always tried to do what we believed was right for the country, regardless of the political consequences. The Trump presidency and the importance of truth. My brief tenure as FBI director under President Trump was unlike anything I had experienced before. From our first meeting, I was struck by Trump's disregard for institutional norms and his demand for personal loyalty over loyalty to the Constitution. I vividly recall the surreal dinner at the White House where Trump asked for my loyalty. I tried to explain that he would always have my honesty, but my loyalty had to be to the American people and the rule of law. It became clear to me that Trump didn't understand or value the independence of the FBI and the Justice Department. As our relationship deteriorated, I became increasingly concerned about Trump's behavior, particularly his attempts to interfere with the Russia investigation. When he asked me to let go of the investigation into Michael Flynn, I knew I had to document these conversations carefully. I never imagined that my memos would become such a central part of the national conversation about potential obstruction of justice. My abrupt firing in May 2017 was a shock, but it reinforced my belief in the importance of speaking truth to power. In the days that followed, as the president and his allies attacked my character and motivations, I took solace in knowing that I had always strived to do what I believed was right for the country. Reflections on leadership and the path forward. As I look back on my career and the tumultuous events of recent years, I'm more convinced than ever of the importance of ethical leadership. We are facing a crisis of values in our country, where truth and the rule of law are under assault. It's up to all of us, not just those in positions of power, to stand up for what's right and to defend the institutions that make our democracy strong. I've made mistakes in my career, and I'm sure I'll make more. But I've always tried to learn from those mistakes and to stay true to my core values. I believe that's what true leadership is about, not being perfect, but being willing to acknowledge your errors, to listen to others, and to always strive to do better. As I conclude this reflection on my life and career, I want to leave you with a message of hope. Despite the challenges we face, I believe in the resilience of the American people and our institutions. We have weathered storms before, and we will do so again. But it requires all of us to recommit ourselves to the ideals of truth, justice, and ethical leadership that have always been the true source of America's strength. The path forward isn't easy, but it's clear. We must choose truth over lies, integrity over expediency, and a higher loyalty to our shared values over narrow self-interest. That's the kind of leadership our country needs, and it's the kind of citizenship we must all aspire to if we are to overcome our current divisions and build a stronger, more just society for all.